On popped up left field. Kepler is waiting and he's got it. Zach Wheeler with a day for the ages today at Citizens Bank Park. A pitch away from perfect was Wheeler as he goes the distance in a 3-1 victory. A one hitter for Wheeler.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. There was yesterday. Zach Wheeler, a gem. Complete game, one hitter against the Cincinnati Reds. Scott Franski on the call. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. On to the midday show today alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. I almost called you Joe. Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. It's the weekend. Zach Wheeler, if you're listening, I see you. Still number 9 on the list, though. Way to affect one game out of 5.
Well, we'll get to Wheeler in a second here, but I got to say, it's great to see it's great to see you. I mean, this morning, though, the greeting that I got from you was not inspiring.
You look banged up, dog.
I see Hugh, and the first thing he says to me is, you look like you had a rough one, dog.
You had a rough had a rough weekend.
A rough one?
No, listen.
Man.
We all
don't just tell me I look like crap.
I mean, okay. You look pretty bad this morning. You look pretty bad. Like you what they say, tied one on. You tied one on this weekend.
Nah, just a lot of work.
Shout out to everybody who was out this weekend, had a wonderful weekend. Shout out to all the folks that had to lug trash all around the city. It's kind of crazy that we're doing that, but hey, you know, I mean, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, everybody in the city, I think, having a rough one.
Shout out to Zach Wheeler, man. I'm convinced he listens to the show.
Well, he is taking it personally since you voted him number 9.
Number 9. I'm convinced. Zach Wheeler, that was a big old FU to me.
Well, an unbelievable performance from Zach Wheeler today.
Phenomenal.
A lot to get to throughout the course of the show. But yeah, we'll start there with the Phillies. Phils win 2-3 against the Reds. They drop game one, but they bounce back the next 2 days. Ranger Suarez, really good outing Saturday. But the big story, Zach Wheeler yesterday. I mean, just incredible. We've seen a lot of Zach Wheeler starts. That might have been his best start with the Phillies, which is really saying something considering the resume.
It's his fifth time in his whole career he's had a complete game, right?
Yeah, I think it's his first complete game since 2021.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Watch,
either
man.
2021 or 2022. Would have had a perfect game if not for the one mistake he made. Austin Hayes, Kyle's favorite guy, hitting a home run. But aside from that, he was incredible. He was untouchable. And we're just so lucky to have this guy, Hugh. What a performance from Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, not only that, it makes you think. What is his end game? Because he's already made it clear. He only got a couple years left. So he's pitching like, you know, there's no tomorrow. It's just unfortunate that, you know, offensively. And it's still early. Well, it's not early. It's still a lot of baseball left to be played. Let me say that. That if they pick it up, it might be something special. It could potentially be something special.
Absolutely. And this starting rotation's unbelievable. Kind of unbelievable that Zach Wheeler, the only Phillies pitcher headed to the All-Star game. But that's really the story this weekend. When you look at the starting pitching and you compare it to the offense on the other side, Zach Wheeler as a starting pitcher versus Bryce Harper and his struggles with the offense. And that's kind of the question coming out of this weekend here. Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or are you more discouraged by this offense? Where would you fall on that here?
I would be encouraged by the starting pitching, man. I think that when you look at what they've been able to do and what they've been able to mass over the last couple of weeks is, you know, if the offense gets going, which they kind of feel like it will, that they'll be okay. You know, there's something to be said. We were talking in the meeting this morning and something was said about, you know, catching fire at the right time. I believe in that. And it's weird because most times when you look at a lot of teams that have success, and you go back and look at the season that they had, a lot of times it starts out rocky. One team that jumps out to me immediately when I think of that is the Indianapolis Colts, the year that they won the Super Bowl. I always get the guy's name mixed up. Bob Sanders or Bob Sapp? Bob Sanders, the secondary player, the safety. When he came back and how that defense got a lot better. They were porous during the last few games of the season, and a lot of people were concerned about whether or not they were going to be able to stop anybody. You know, they're like a sieve. They couldn't stop water. And in the playoffs, when he came back, they became a better team. So I think there is something to be said about catching fire at the right time. The Mets did it last year. When you talk about the run that they were on, and obviously they petered out towards the end, but after that game that we had with them overseas, they took off and they rode that wave all the way to the end of the season, and that's what it was. Like I said, unfortunately they didn't finish it out, but yeah. There's something to that.
Yeah, and you look at the starting pitching. It's been outstanding without a doubt. And if you want to get in the start show, 215-592-9494, are you more encouraged by the starting pitching that this team has or discouraged by the struggles of this offense? Because I look at it, and I still come away, as great as the pitching is, more concerned about the offense. I mean, even with six runs on Friday, they squandered a bunch of chances. Sunday, I mean, very nearly gave that game away. They had runners in the corners, nobody out in the sixth inning. Strikeout, strikeout, walk, strikeout. You get nothing. And I want to believe that this pitching staff can carry them, but I watch this offense and how bad they are with runners in scoring position. 0 for 10 yesterday, 3 for 13 Friday. And it's just hard for me to believe that the pitching, the starting pitching alone can carry them. It didn't work in 2011. It didn't work last year. And that's why, Hugh, as great as this weekend was, and Wheeler, and we'll talk a ton about Zach Wheeler throughout the course of the show. The guy's just incredible. But I look at the offense and specifically the struggles and the Bryce Harper element, where Bryce is dealing with this wrist thing. Who knows if he's going to get back to being the Bryce Harper that we become accustomed to seeing and we feel like the Phillies need. That's what really worries me, and even after this weekend, I'm still more worried about the offense.
Yeah, and I said this last week, and it really ran Joe kind of hot. Now I'm pretty sure it's going to run Kyle hot too, because I didn't say the exact words "become a slap hitter." I didn't say that, but it was implied that that's what Bryce is probably going to have to be until he gets comfortable with his wrist. I mean, we've heard the stories about how, and he's even said, it's not going to get any better. So with that being said, you're going to have to adjust your game a little bit. So until he gets comfortable with the adjustments that he has to make, that might be the Bryce Harper that we're going to need and going to have until he does get comfortable.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Phillies can win like that. Like, I think they need Bryce Harper to be a difference maker. I think they need him to be a power hitter. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, you're more encouraged by the starting pitching or discouraged by the defense. It's hard after what we've seen the last couple years for me to just think the starting pitching can solely carry them. I mean, over the last 22 games prior to yesterday, Phillies had a 2.34 starting ERA. Mm-hmm. Best in baseball by over a run. And their record was only 14-8. I mean, it's a good record. But you'd think, with that kind of ERA, your record's like 17-5 or 18-4, something like that. And the offense just, in my mind right now, isn't carrying their end. And Kyle, I wanted to ask you, where do you fall on this? Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or discouraged by the offense?
I don't know how you can't be more encouraged by what the starting pitching's doing right now. Like, it's historic. And I know that the ERA is probably not as good as it was in 2011, but I think that's skewed a little bit by, you know, some of the scrubs they threw out there as fifth starters, maybe a bad Taiwan start.
The Vanimal.
Yeah, Lizardo having a few stinkers in there, Mick Abel, like all that stuff. But like, I think this starting rotation has potential to be better by the end of the season than that 2011 rotation. And I know that the pitching here includes everything, like the relief pitching, which is not very good, but that's something that I feel like can sort of fix itself like the easiest of any of the aspects of a team. Like, they can add at the trade deadline. They can even move a few guys from the starting rotation to the bullpen when October comes, because you're really only like four guys deep when you're starting with your starting pitching in the playoffs. And look, if you think about it, this sounds crazy to even say, the starting rotation has the potential to get even better. Like, they might add, you know, they're going to add Aaron Nola back, which I don't know what he's going to be. I know he's bad. Before he went on this rehab assignment, or before he went on the IL, but he's going to a rehab assignment right now, and there is a chance, guys, that that was actually what was limiting him in the beginning of the season, that we might see sort of a return to your favorite guy, TK, the true ace, Aaron Nola.
The fake ace?
Yeah, the fake ace, Aaron
Nola.
The
real number four?
Yeah, but like, I think Aaron Nola is going to be pitching better than he was at the beginning of the season when he comes back. And then I don't know what's going to happen with Andrew Painter. I know they're saying he's got to earn his way up here, but he's going to add some depth to the starting rotation too. Like, this has potential to get even better. And the thing about the offense is, like, I understand that the Bryce thing's definitely a worry, but I don't, like, everyone wants this explosive, high-powered offense that we've seen from the Phillies in years past. I don't know if, like, they necessarily need that just because of how good the starting pitching has been. So, like, I mean, while I think it's not great right now, can probably get a little bit better than this. Like, it'll probably regress toward the mean in the positive way. And I think they'll end up being okay. Like, just watching the starting pitching right now is a treat every night. So, like, I'm way more encouraged by that.
It is. And you know, I don't want to diminish what the starting pitching is doing, but we're 90 games in at this point. And I just feel like the offense isn't where you need it to be. And I do feel like the representation of both these sides, whether it's starting pitching or lineup, really does come down to Zach Wheeler and Bryce Harper. And first off, with Wheeler, here was Rob Thompson talking about him yesterday and kind of what he was able to do.
Was today about as good as you've ever seen?
Yes. After the fourth, I thought this has a chance to be a no-hitter or perfect game. I really did. And, you know, you get behind Hayes 3-1, I think, and just left a fastball over the middle of the plate, and he put a good swing on it. So he was just dominant. I mean, everything working, control, command, whatever. I mean, it was just everything was great.
And it was. It was just insane yesterday what Zach Wheeler was able to do, 12 strikeouts in that game. And then you compare that with Bryce Harper, and Bryce still dealing with the wrist thing. And it doesn't sound like it's getting a whole lot better. Here was Bryce last week talking about why he decided to come off the IL now.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And you know, from BP to live and things like that, kind of gave us the same results each day. So I thought today was a good one.
Is it something you're going to have to manage, though, in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I'm not sure yet what that's going to feel like. So we're going to, you know, as I go, I think, and as I know you guys will, and Tomper as well. So we'll see, you know, how I feel tonight, tomorrow.
And Hugh, I keep hoping that Bryce is going to find his rhythm, get back to being that guy. But the longer this season goes and the more you can tell it's just bothering him, the more I feel like he might not get there this year.
He might not be the guy that we're used to seeing, but he can still be effective. I think there are other ways that he can be effective. Bryce can still be a threat. And I know nobody wants to hear that because he's been a power guy all this time. But if he can just and I'm just laughing because I know if Joe was sitting there, he would probably blow a stack right now. But if he could just find a way to be effective and help move runners over, I think that's what this team needs at this point. I'm laughing even
help
thinking about
move runners over. I mean,
yeah, listen, man.
I'm going to blow my stack now, Q. $330 million.
I understand what you're saying. But right now, it's obvious that this man is not comfortable. And they basically gave him every assurance that he wasn't going to re-injure himself when he came out there. He's not comfortable. He's been saying that for the last couple of weeks. That's why it's taking so long. Dave Dombrowski came out and said, well, it's up to Bryce when he wants to come back. Yeah, sometimes y'all just got to read between the lines, man.
This is the thing, though, man. This team can't win. This offense can't be great without Bryce being great.
You got to figure it out. You got to figure out how to be great without Bryce being as great as he once was, if that's the case.
They have no power in the rest of the lineup aside from Schwarber.
I know, and that's worrisome. But, like, I think we could add a little bit of perspective to this, and I know I'm going to sound Dave Dombrowski-ish.
Remember Kyle Quinn and perspective in the same sentence.
Well, look, I'm
you can tell Kyle's been on vacation
missing for a week
calm
on the show. I know
this
that.
We got to rile him up. This is not the Kyle Quinn I know.
I was waiting for him to be a little bit more aggressive. He must have had a good vacation.
I'm with you today. But like, I think if I were to tell you that this team has the best starting rotation in baseball, and still, here's the perspective part. It's a top 10 offense in the majors. That's good enough to win you the World Series.
That's a Mickey Mouse top 10 ranking.
It's not Mickey Mouse.
It's
what the numbers are, Tom. You said it. They're 90 games in. It's not Mickey Mouse when it's 90 games in. That's what it is.
It's not a top 10 offense.
It is a top 10 offense.
Look at the numbers.
We watch them every day. That's not a top 10 offense.
They're sixth in the league in batting average. They're 10th in runs. They are ninth in OPS. That's a top 10 offense, if you ask me.
OPS. Look at the numbers.
I care about scoring runs.
Don't start mocking me. You're on your side.
Yesterday, they won a game where they went 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. Am I going out of my mind here?
Well, they won the game, Tom.
They won. I mean,
that's the pitching.
I know nobody wants to hear that today. I feel strange saying it with so much stuff going on. Yeah. But you won.
No, I felt icky though because it's like Dombrowski after the Mets series. Like, well, they weren't the worst.
Yeah.
They weren't the worst Chase team.
It's not great, But it's not the worst.
Hey, but listen, we're right there. We're right there, guys. Yeah, we're right there.
At least they won. But want to get your thoughts. Are you more encouraged by this starting pitching or discouraged by this offense? And really, Bryce Harper, because Bryce had a rough weekend. I mean, 0 for 4, 4 Ks on Saturday, struggled again yesterday. I mean, if anybody can kind of turn it around, it would be Bryce Harper from something like this. But hey, when it's an injury, it's really beyond your control. And that's my concern. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's get a start on the phones with Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy solved the Phillies problems day, man.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher in a Phillies uniform since Steve Carlton. Hugh, stop throwing shade at him.
I'm not throwing shade. I think I'm motivated, Zach, to be totally honest.
No. That's a spin. As great as Cole Hamels, Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, and Curt Schilling were, Wheels is the ace of aces, and we are watching an absolute legend every time he takes the hill, and it's unbelievable. Now, guys, going to your question here, the offense is the problem. I know Kyle's got his head up in the clouds and he's confused because, you know, he had a week off. And actually, if you want to rile Kyle up, just call his dad and have him come in, get on the show and tell us what Kyle did last
week. Love Kyle's dad.
Love Kyle's dad.
Yeah. So, guys, in all seriousness, you cannot be an effective hitter without your hands. So the wrist issue to Harper is a major problem. This injury, I feel like, is going to force Dave Dombrowski to spend more in assets than he normally would because he has to. Two guys out there that I would love for him to go back to the well, go out to see the Angels again, and both are right-handed power bats, either Taylor Ward, who's got 20 home runs, is 31 years old, he'll cost less, or you go get Joe Adell, who's got 19 home runs and is 26-year-old. He's going to cost a whole lot more. Personally, I want them to go get Adell because I feel like it keeps the window open longer. And I would be even willing to trade Painter for him. You have to make a move. You can't waste a Zach Wheeler's career. You can't waste whatever you got left of Bryce. You can't waste whatever you got left of Schwarber, Castellanos. Guys, this team is old. The window is shutting fast. If you're going to do it, you can't wait. You have to take a shot.
Well, Chris, I mean, that's the way I look at it. And you look at the starting pitching, and I think you make a good point about wasting the starting pitching. Because I look back in 2011, and that's how I feel about that season. I feel like the Phillies wasted great starting pitching. And it was kind of similar to this year, where we look back now at that team, we think, oh, they won 102 games. That team is incredible. But the offensive issues were kind of similar that year. I mean, Chase Utley was older, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard. That offense was not great. That's why the Phillies kind of went out and went all out for 100 pence at the deadline. But in the end, that team didn't win as great as their starting pitching was because they couldn't hit in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's the same problem. They squandered the opportunity. They wasted the aces on nothing. We got nothing out of it. And I don't want to have history repeat itself. And I feel like this whole thing with Wheeler, like people keep trying to debate, like, well, maybe we get him to stay, maybe we get him to stay. No, in comparison, he's going to be a Barry Sanders. He's going to go out at the absolute top of his game and be comfortable with that and go down as one of the greatest pitchers ever. And people, you know, out there that don't want to give him a shine that, you know, put him at number nine, you know, those people, shame on you. Shame on you, Hugh Douglas. S-H-A-M-E! Shame.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. I always love the whatever word Chris chooses to spell out at the end there.
Chant, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
a little shameful, Hugh.
What, nine?
Nine was...
Listen.
It seems like there's something personal there.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
I love Zach. Zach's an awesome dude. But I do feel like he feels some kind of way because I had him at number nine. Because the way that he pitched yesterday, I felt that in my spirit that he that was a big middle finger to me.
Now, if the Phillies win the World Series, like let's say they win the World Series, Zach Wheeler is the World Series MVP. Do we get you in the parade as like the motivation?
Nah.
But like, what if Zach went up on the Art Museum steps or whatever? If the Phillies do it there, and you know, he says, yeah, this is the thank you to Hugh Douglas for motivating me.
It would be more Philly if he said this is a big F you to Hugh Douglas.
That would be great.
And if he won that, then I would apologize he would move up in the rankings, and I would be so happy for him, because one of the best parades that I've ever seen was the Phillies parade.
Yeah.
The first one.
That was the first one in 25 years.
That was the first one. So for him to go out on top like that, man, that's what it kind of felt like. You know, with him announcing that, you know, his time is coming up short. The fact that he doesn't work out at all. Zach, if you listen, the fact that you don't work out at all, that I had to hold that against you a little bit, just a little bit. And for him to have the kind of day that he had, that's almost the equivalent. When I think of the day that Zach had, just work with me a little bit. And I know he's not doing this, but could you see Zach smoking like a pack of Black and Miles, drinking a couple, like, what is it, Natty Lights?
I see where you're
down in a couple Natty Lights, and then going out there and pitching a complete game.
I see where you're going with this. It looks so easy the way he does it.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what it kind of feels like.
Like one of those guys in the 50s or whatever.
Yeah, he went out there and hold my beer.
Pitch an inning, you go down, you have a smoke.
Yeah, have a smoke in the dugout or whatnot. I know he doesn't do that. But yesterday, but it felt like that's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, because I know that even though he said he doesn't work out, there's a certain element, like he does something to pitch at the level he pitches at. There's no question about that. But it was kind of cool to see that yesterday.
Yeah, he's just unbelievable. Yeah. And again, man, we're so lucky to have Zach Wheeler. I said before, I think he's the best Philly this century, the best Philly player. I mean, he's just incredible. The things that he is able to do, the way he is able to pitch consistently, and he really leads this rotation. This rotation's been incredible. When you look at Wheeler, when you look at Sanchez, when you look at Ranger, I mean, Lizardo, that's the one thing to worry about a little bit. Friday, another bad outing from Jesus Lizardo here in the number five spot is what it is. But this rotation is great. And the question is, are they great enough to carry this team? And are you more confident and encouraged by the starting pitching, or discouraged and worried about the offense? As much as I love the starting pitching, as much as I love watching Wheeler, these other guys, it's just so hard for me to fully invest in this team, fully get behind them making a deep run when this offense is what it is. And they just need to hit more. They need to come up bigger with runners in scoring position.
They do.
And take advantage of their chances.
I think this is opportunity, man, because we've seen this story before, especially in the postseason, where offensively they haven't been able to hit a whole lot. So maybe this is a lesson in, you know, adjustments. Maybe this is the year that Bryce Harper has to adjust and be that, for lack of a better way of saying it, just like a contact hitter and move runners.
You know what? Shut up.
I know, man. I hate, you know, move, I feel the,
it's
real.
It's the move runners part.
I know. I know.
I can feel Gilio dying from.
No, I can. And every time I say it, I could just be like, what are you talking about? But here's a man that is obviously, this is the part that I try to bring people back behind the curtain about. Bryce Harper, in order for him to be successful, he has to feel centered. You know, all players do. Any professional athlete has to go out there and they have to feel like everything's in concert as far as their body, their mind, their spirit, and all the other stuff. Right now, the mental block for him is his wrist, and it doesn't feel right. So that entail throws him off a little bit. And so now he's out there trying to compensate, trying to figure it out, because he knows his team needs him, but he's not in a position to be the guy that he once was. So there are some adjustments that have to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell he's certainly struggling right now. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, where do you stand with this Phillies team after the weekend and 90 games into the season? Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or worried about the offense? Your calls on that coming up. Plus, you'll hear more from Topper and Zach Wheeler on his incredible performance yesterday afternoon. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What was that environment like in the ninth inning with the Let's Go Wheeler chance?
Yeah, it was very cool. It almost felt like the playoff vibe. It got me through that, and it was really cool. That's why it's awesome to play here in Philly.
Well, that was Hugh Douglas's arch nemesis, Zach Wheeler, yesterday after his unbelievable performance.
Unbelievable.
9 innings, just like number 9 on the top 11 list.
Yeah.
He goes 9 innings, allows just one hit, one run, masterful outing, and I think made his case, Hugh, to be the starter in the All-Star game. What a performance from Wheeler.
Yeah, that was no question about that, man. I felt a little something personal when he did that. I thought about the list that I made and that he was on it. And the fact that he probably listens to the show, he probably felt some kind of way. I felt like he gave me the big middle finger.
Now, okay, I understand we're not going to get an apology. But have you at least reconsidered his position on the list?
No. Zach,
no?
If you listen to Zach, when you finish it out in the World Series, we'll have a conversation.
Wow.
I'm trying to motivate him.
How high would you move him up? Would you move him up to
we'll
top five?
We'll talk about that. He wins the World Series. Then we have to have a conversation.
Okay.
But that means that he got to come on the show and chop it up with us a little bit, though. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, hold that little carrot out. Yeah, there you go. Nicely done. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But obviously talking a lot about Zach Wheeler today, his incredible performance. And want to know, are you more encouraged by what you saw from the starting pitching? Obviously Ranger and Wheeler, incredible the last 2 days. Or discouraged and worried about the offense, and more specifically, Bryce Harper and his struggles. I want to be more in on the pitching. I want to be just extremely excited about what they're doing on that side. But the offense is worrisome. And the lack of being able to hit in situations is worrisome. The lack of hitting for power is concerning. And part of it is we've seen this before, man. I mean, we saw it with 2011 Phillies, where the pitching was great. It wasn't enough. We saw it last year. Last year against the Mets, the starting pitching was incredible. I mean, Zach Wheeler in game one did very much something similar to what he did yesterday. Goes 7 innings, allows no runs, 1 hit. The Phillies bullpen can't hold it, and the offense can't produce. That's why it's difficult to kind of look at this starting pitching and think that they can just carry them the whole way. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Bill in Fishtown. What's up, Bill?
Bill.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Bill?
You know, I'm discouraged. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to say that. I'm not going to get distracted by our great pitching. I want to give credit where credit is due. Is it amazing? Is it fun to watch? Obviously. I mean, what Wheeler did yesterday was incredible. But, you know, if Wheeler didn't have that performance, we wouldn't be talking about this. We would be talking about, you know, the 14 strikeouts, the 20-some lined-out bases. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the meatball down the middle of the side at the end of the game, it's still a tied game. So, I mean, you know, I'm a little discouraged. I don't know how you couldn't be.
Well, Bill, the moment that really got to me was the sixth inning. You have runners in the corners, no outs, and you get nothing out of that. It's just like, I mean, you got, like, even if you hit a double play, hit into a double play ball, you're getting a run there.
Nothing. I mean, that inning is itself, I think it was earlier in the game, too. It was a similar thing where, you know, we're coming up and we're getting to the what I call the black hole in the lineup. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, after Castellanos, what do we really have? JT's, you know, been hitting a little well, or a little bit better the past few weeks, sure. But, you know, Stott, Kepler, what are we doing? We're going JT, Kepler, Stott. I mean, what is that? That's outs, outs, and outs. And it showed that yesterday. I mean, I still don't even understand. I'm getting a little aggravated here. And I want to hear your guys' thoughts on why we're still consistently giving, you know, these guys opportunities. Why is Kepler still coming in at this point?
I don't
understand. It frustrates me. You know, it seems we're a very unserious team. Why do they keep getting opportunities? I love Topper, and I know that he's, you know, a player's guy, and he wants to give these guys opportunities. I see what he's doing, but at some point, where are we drawing the line? I mean, we're almost halfway through the season, or if not, we already are. I don't understand it.
I hear you, Bill. I appreciate the call. The problem is, Hugh, I mean,
what
they don't
do
have a lot of better options.
Yeah. What are you going to do with Kepler? Kepler was supposed to come in here, and outside of the first game that he had, when, you know, we were all down there, it was us in the afternoon show, and we were talking about who we thought was going to go ya-ya that night, and everybody picked Kepler, and we went with Schwarber and Kepler. After that, it's the moments have been few and far between. Now, yesterday, he robbed me of last week, Kyle, you weren't here. You know, Kepler robbed me of my parlay when they had the doubleheader, right?
I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm just kind of like, I like how
with
he
a totally
at,
straight
you know,
face,
with a straight
hit
face,
the drop.
He did that. But he robbed me because he hit a home run. I picked him to hit one in the first game.
And no, he hit I saw you down there. Game. I told you not to put that one in.
Well, I felt it was going to happen. I didn't know which game it was going to be. Hmm. So yeah,
that's
kind of messed up my parlay.
That's awesome.
Messed up my parlay.
Like, well, so, that kind of call is just, I just find that funny. Like, what did he say? Where do we draw the line? Like, They're 53-37. And I know I'm doing the perspective
thing. You're doing the last year thing.
No. I'm not doing the last year thing.
This is what we did last year.
He's putting it in perspective.
But so what are they in their last? They're 6-4. And they're not I don't know. They don't look like a mid team like they did to me in the second half of last year. Second half of last year, there were obvious cracks in the starting pitching, even the bullpen, and the offense was the same. I think this looks like a better team than last season. And I don't think they started off super hot and then are now cold. I don't think there's a similarity in how they looked from the beginning to the second half of last year. There's four teams in the majors that have a better record than them. So if we're doing this whole where do we draw the line thing, if you think the Phillies are inconsistent, what do you think every other team in baseball is? This is how it goes.
But yeah, you're looking at the flaws from everybody else and putting it in perspective. I like that Kyle has had some growth this weekend.
First off, I don't like coming off a vacation Kyle. All right? He's way too measured, way too perspective-driven.
Kyle, here.
Sounds like
night.
He drunk some wine last night.
Yeah, Kyle looks a little chilled out.
Look, but they lose tonight. Maybe you'll see a different
man. I'll be ranting and raving tomorrow after this game ends at 1 a.m. But I think they look like the exact same team as last year. I mean, they have really good front-end starting pitching. How do we still have Taiwan Walker as a number 5 starter? I mean, this is just driving me nuts. You have a bullpen that has massive issues, and you have one outfielder. So I think it's a very similar team to last year. But the one thing that you do have, or one of the things, is Zach Wheeler. And Zach Wheeler's been incredible. And there was a fun moment that Rob Thompson talked about between the 8th and 9th inning. Because it was interesting being down at the game, looking out at the bullpen, and there was nobody up. And it's at that point, it was still 1-1 game. They're going to let Wheeler come back out for the 9th. Here was Rob Thompson on that decision to leave Wheeler in the game.
If Zach doesn't hit that home run, does he go back out in the 9th?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. He was going back out. The way he was, he still had his stuff in the 8th. I mean, he was dominant in the 8th. I would have taken him out to 115 pitches. I went down, and I wanted to make sure he was okay. And I said, "How you feeling?" He said, "I'm good." I said, "Well, your stuff is dominant." He said, "No, I'm good." He said, "I'd lie to you, but I'm good." I said, "I understand that. I just want to make sure you're okay."
I do like that admission that he would lie, but I'm not lying now, is essentially what he said.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. The way that they frame that, I would lie to you, but I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. So and I'm all. It's awesome that he got the chance to go back out there and finish it. And man, one pitch away from a perfect game had to be spoiled by that jerk Austin Hayes.
You know what? I respect Kyle's perspective on this because when you look around Major League Baseball, the hottest team at the beginning of the year looked like they were going to go undefeated early on was the Dodgers, and they're within what? Three games of being having the close record with
we're
the Dodgers.
We're 2.5 games behind the Dodgers.
The CA broke it down. See, that's what
perspective.
Perspective. That's right. I know a lot, and you know what's funny?
this is driving
me
nuts.
When you know what's funny, I get it. I get why people are emotional because this is our team, and the expectations here are a lot higher than they are anywhere else. But if I'm in that clubhouse, and I look, even though we have our warts, everybody has their warts, and I look at the standings. And I'm like, damn, for as I'm not going to say bad, but it's not good as we're not playing. We could play better. Put it like this. We could play better. But for us not playing our best baseball, we're right there. And that's the kind of attitude that you have to have. Listen, as a fan, you can feel that way because we've been here before. But when you're in it and Bryce is back and Bryce is not who he is, if I would take 70% of Bryce Harper. Any day. And if he can give me that and if he can figure that out, I think we'll be okay. I really do.
And I'm hoping they get there, but I just think they need more from this offense. They need to come through more in those big situations. And, I mean, you can't be a team that relies as much on the home run as the Phillies do when you don't hit a ton of home runs. And that's been a bigger problem is, aside from Schwarber, you're not really getting anybody who's hitting a lot of home runs this year. And for a team that's relying on that, that's a concern.
Look, I think my fault, Kyle. But I think that at the trade deadline, I think they're going to go probably get a bat as opposed to going out and getting some relief pitches.
Well, they're probably going to get both. right? I mean, they can.
Were they,
like, they're capable
in a position
of getting
both.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, look, we're going to have the discussions of what they need more, but the reality of it is they can go out and get whatever they want. Like, I mean, they can address both sides of this thing. Now is
going to do this with Dombrowski again?
Is the fix going to work?
Dave Dombrowski,
I don't know, but they have flexibility. Like, they didn't lock themselves into this roster, like, to where they have a bunch of untradeable. Like, it's Harper and Turner, really, and Nola, I guess, they're kind of like the really untradeable contracts. They have some flexibility here. Now, do I trust Dave Dombrowski 100% to make the right move? Not necessarily, no. But, like, it's still a lever that they can pull. What are you laughing
at? That sounds
at?
Much more hopeful than confident. Yeah, Kyle. Well, it doesn't sound confident. I mean,
I can't wait till tomorrow now, because if they don't do well tonight, it might change.
Yeah, Kyle's going to be completely different. No, one day back at work, and he's going to be grumpy again.
Yeah, well, look, some people might prefer that. But I like where we stand right now. Like, I'll actually say this. Like, what you said about the relying on the home run thing, that is sort of what is telling me that this is not the same team as last season. Last season, they did rely on the home run. They were hitting home runs or nothing. Like, they kind of are, they're having to find ways to scrape together runs without the home run. That might end up being beneficial to them in the long run. I think the team that reminds me the most of the Phillies last year, right now, is the Mets. Like, Mets started off with their pitching playing well above what their actual talent level was. You're starting to see regression to the mean there. They're a little bit shaky right now, and, like, who knows? Maybe this is the inflection point where we really just pull ahead of the Mets, sort of like they did with us last year.
Well, the positive thing for the Phillies, the division is not nearly as good as it was expected to be. I mean, the Braves are 11 games under .500 now. They're done.
Yeah, and the Nationals just fired their manager and manager and general manager.
Yeah, they totally cleaned house yesterday, and the Mets aren't very good either. So, yes, the division you're in good shape for, but this is about winning the World Series, man. This isn't about winning the division. We've had enough of that.
No, I mean, I get it. And I think that with the way that, you know, there's a lot, and there's still a lot of baseball left to be played. But I think, in a way, the way that Zach Wheeler pitched yesterday kind of sent a message. You know, Buddy said weeks ago, hey, this is my last go round. You know, not this year, but you get where I'm going with this. When my contract is over, I'm done. So that feels to me like he's giving himself enough time to try to go out on top. So why not this year?
Man, if he's pitching like this, you can't walk away.
No, you can. If you walk out, you can walk away on top.
Just pay him enough. Pay him enough where he has to stay. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Dude, that was a double middle finger to you, bro.
Wasn't it? I felt that way.
I mean, the home run kept it from being a mic drop, too.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just done both. Boom, boom.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, man, that felt personal.
Yeah, I know. TK, you're putting a lot of undue stress on yourself worrying about this offense, because it's been the same style of offense for 4 years straight. So where do you think why would it get you mad? Like, I don't understand. Like, it is what it is. And like Kyle said, they are in the top 10 in a fair amount of categories in the league. So what's the issue?
Well, what frustrates me,
it's gonna change?
Jeff, is I mean, I they got to be better to win a World Series. Would you disagree? Or would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. No, I would disagree, because their pitching is better than it has been since the last 4 years. This is the best it's ever been.
But, Jeff, their starting pitching in the Mets series last year was tremendous. I mean, they got great starts. They got an unbelievable start from Wheeler in game one and couldn't win that game because they couldn't score and the bullpen blew up.
Well, I'm just trying to not worry about something we don't have any control over, because this offense has been the same. They are hitting a little different this year. There's less home runs, but they are winning with stuff other than the home run, so that's encouraging. But I don't think you're going to have any change. That my point is, I don't think there's going to be any drastic change between now and September or October.
Well, to me that would be a problem, Jeff. I mean, if there's no change, then I don't think they're getting where they need to go.
I disagree, man. I think they got one of the top five teams in baseball, and I think you're forgetting the fact that they're almost 20 games over .500, and we're still complaining. So, I don't know. I just think they're good enough. They might need another bat in the outfield, but Marsh has been coming along here in the last month or so that's encouraging. I don't trust Rojas for anything, but other than that, I'm okay. I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call, but like that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about here. We know what Brandon Marsh is. Like, we know Brandon Marsh is not a guy you can rely on. I know he's having a couple good weeks right now, But if the Phillies go into the second half of the season after the deadline, and this is still the center field situation, it's, oh, well, we're going to platoon Marsh and Rojas. We all know that's not good enough. Like, that hasn't been good enough for the last 3 years. And that's kind of the issue as you look at it. And it does remind me a lot of last season. And may, who knows? Maybe I am putting too much stock into it. But I look at this team and I look at their issues. I feel like all their issues from last year are still the same things that are plaguing them this year.
Yeah, some of that is the case. But I feel like, you know, you add some of those pieces that we're talking about, that it has the potential, with the pitching being what it is, to be a little different this time around. You know, because a lot of times I remember guys swinging out of their socks, you know, last year especially, and they weren't getting it done. Hopefully you can learn from those mistakes. And,
now,
is
that harder than swinging out of your shoes?
Swinging out of your socks? Yeah. I would think so, because the socks are a little bit more grippy.
I like swinging out of your socks better, to be honest with you. I think that's a better
swinging out of your socks is a little bit harder. Yeah. You know, so hopefully with that being the case, of Bryce not having the power that he's accustomed to having right now, that he will make those adjustments and be comfortable in those adjustments that he have to make.
Yeah. Let's go to Thomas in West Philly. What's up, Thomas?
Thomas.
Hey, good morning, guys. My first time calling your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. So my point on the question is that I'm definitely more worried about the offense. Definitely, I'm more discouraged because you had a man who pitched a one hitter, almost perfect game yesterday, and they still could have lost.
Mm.
So how much more can pitching do? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, sadly, I agree with TK, but you know what I mean? This happened in the playoffs. It happened last week against the Astros. So I don't know how much more you need to see about that.
Yeah, Thomas, and the Astros series is a great point. I mean, that's one that you look at the scenarios moving forward, and there's a chance where, because of how good the NL Central is, the Phillies could win the division and still need to play in that three-game wildcard series. And that's kind of my nightmare scenario, is you get three great starts like they got in that Astros series, where Ranger goes, 7 2/3, gives up one run. Wheeler has an unbelievable start. Sanchez has a great start. And you still get swept. You know, that's the kind of thing that worries you.
Yep. And my other point, though, is I think to solve these problems, I think if you can trade Aaron Nola, I think it'd be the perfect thing to do.
Well, wait a minute,
what are we talking about?
Trading Nola. Now you got my attention, Thomas. This is speaking my language here. I appreciate the call. And nobody's taking that contract.
No, nobody's
taking that.
He just got paid too, right?
Yeah, he got paid before last season, 7 years, $175 million. Another Dave Dombrowski special right there for Aaron Nola.
He caught a stray. A little bit.
Yeah.
Dave catches a stray.
Yeah. I always
think
strays.
I mean, at the time, I think it was a pretty good deal. You don't think so?
I was never a Nola guy.
Oh, okay.
I've always not had a vendetta. I've just always thought he's overrated. Yeah, like kind of like you with Wheeler. It's kind of a similar thing. You don't like Zach Wheeler.
I love Zach Wheeler.
I don't like Aaron Nola.
I like Zach Wheeler a lot.
I don't know if
you do. Just like you.
I don't know if you
do. He's smoking Black and Miles and drinking brews in the clubhouse.
Now,
man,
I can't stop envisioning Wheeler down in the clubhouse between innings. You know, just taking a couple quick rips of Black and Miles.
And going nine of them things.
Chugging two Natty Lights. All right, I'm ready to go back out there for the ninth inning.
And make it so bad, he freaking the Black and Miles. You know nothing about that when you take the little paper out.
Okay.
I know somebody in the car like, what is he talking about? Somebody caught that.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris? Chris! Oh, no, Chris.
The moment was too big for me. The moment was too big.
Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on,
TK?
Aaron?
Good morning, Aaron.
Welcome to the show, TK.
Oh, thanks, man.
How are you, my man?
I'm good. Did not go to the barbecue this weekend. Did not go.
Did you have a good 4th of July weekend?
I had a pretty good one. I went to go see Jurassic. What's the Jurassic World?
Fingers and 10 toes.
Yeah, I still got everything. I don't fool with the fireworks, man. Went to go see the Jurassic World movie.
How was it?
It was all right.
Not great.
It was all right. Going to see Superman, Thursday though? Wednesday? Thursday?
Oh, that's coming out this week.
Yeah.
That looks
good. Coming out this week.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm a little torn behind that one. But anyway, hey, Aaron, how you doing?
We've got breaking news, too, gentlemen.
What's up, Aaron?
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Kyle Quinn's back.
Let's go, Kyle Quinn, and the meltdowns, let them begin.
Aaron, you should Kyle see so the look much. On Kyle's face right now. You got to go to the YouTube, check it out.
He loves when I go off topic.
Yeah, what do you got on the Phillies, Aaron? Yeah.
So, in terms of the Phillies, you know, we as fans, you know, we've got Zach Wheeler. He lets up 5 runs, and oh my gosh, we're not making the playoffs. And the next week, we've got Zach Wheeler. He's legendary. He's the best pitcher ever in Philadelphia, Phillies history. You know, we've just got to let it mature. Let the season go by. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what sport you play, right? The object is to win the game. And it doesn't matter how good your pitching is. If you can't score runs, you're not going to win games. And this is a movie that we've seen for the last 5 years. So it's over and over and over again. So let them prove to us that they can be World Series champions.
Yeah, and they gotta hit more, Aaron. There's no question about it. You got anything else for us today?
You know, I got a letter in the mail.
What'd you get?
I got a letter from the FAA and the Flight Attendants Union. It was a cease and desist letter for the caller-on-caller crime I perpetuated last week against Stewardess Jim. So if you would just give me a moment, I just wanted to send out I just wanted to say...
All right, speed it up, Aaron.
I apologize... for absolutely nothing to Stewardess Jim. The Cowboys suck. Go Birds. And Jalen Hurts is the number one quarterback in the NFL. Let's go.
All right, there you go, Aaron. Appreciate the call. Can I reconsider my stance now that Aaron's on my side?
What you got?
I don't feel... I wish Aaron was kind of on your guy's side today than on my side.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, Aaron can be a little irritating.
You know it's funny, Aaron and Kyle got beef.
I can tell.
I don't know why.
Because Kyle, I think that brought him back to his normal Kyle state.
I mean, you see how annoying he is.
Well, yes.
He's brutal.
I mean, that was my first time. I don't know if Aaron's called me before. That was my first time talking to him on this show. And yeah, it was pretty irritating. It was pretty irritating. I'm not going to lie.
Aaron, we're okay because we've had times we didn't agree with certain things, but I respect the fact that, you know, we handled it like mature adults, you know. But him and Kyle, they got something going on, man.
Kyle's face during that entire phone call.
No, he didn't have a whole lot to say.
It's just awful.
Yeah, Kyle did not look like he was enjoying any of what Aaron had to say.
I'm immensely enjoying my day, though. Today is a nice day.
You are.
I mean, I'm enjoying
my
Monday.
You're in a great mood today, man.
I'm enjoying my Monday. Wait till at the end of the show when we talk to you people, it'd probably be a little different.
But I do need to ask. You didn't go to the block party. I was disappointed. I thought you were going to hit that up this week.
I'm not going. I wasn't going to the block party. That was not going to happen. I'm not that friendly.
You could have made a lot of friends, though.
I mean, I'm cool. You know, and I probably, you know what, I thought about it too. I probably irritated a lot of people by not being as friendly, but I'm like, hey, I got to live my truth, man.
Because everybody wants you to go. I mean, you're the big celebrity on the block.
No, I got to live my truth. All right. Got a little truth.
Well, maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Nah,
see you
probably not.
Probably not. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, talking a lot about the Phillies today, Zach Wheeler, incredible performance over the weekend on Sunday. 9 innings, gives up just 1 run, 1 hit, 1 pitch away from a perfect game. He was awesome. Bryce Harper, much different story. Bryce really struggled. Saturday, 0-for-4, 4 Ks. And it's getting to the point where you start to worry about whether he's going to get back to being the old Bryce at any stage of this season. And want to know if you're more encouraged by the starting pitching, what Zach Wheeler did, or discouraged by the offense and the struggles that they've had. Because they win 2 out of 3, win the game yesterday, but overall for the offense, not a great weekend. And coming up next, we'll talk to Rhea Hughes. Rhea will join us. And I want to go off on one player in particular, who struggled yesterday, and I can't stand this guy anymore. So that's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for the Midday Show. This is Sports Radio 94 WIP.